This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To assist you in making a day that could be otherwise blasé a pretty good day. Thank you very much. I'm Doug Steffen. Yeah, thank you for hanging around. Most important stories of the day. Great way for you to work your way into the brainiacs. You know, brainiac. We have brainiacs here. Victoria Keenan's a brainiac. Jennifer Horn's a brainiac. Kara Schillen certainly is a brainiac. And I have a pretty good brain, too, if I do say so myself. So let's exercise it. Jennifer, please put your brain on display.
Well, do you consider yourself to be lonely? Because if you do, that could be more troublesome for your health than smoking 15 cigarettes a day or consuming more than 6 alcoholic drinks a day. There's a new study that's out, and it's in the Wall Street Journal this week, that says that loneliness undermines health and is linked to early mortality, and baby boomers especially are feeling the impact of this. Baby boomers seem to be aging alone more than any other generation in U.S. history, and that results in loneliness really looming as a public threat. So right now, here are the numbers. 1 in 11 Americans age 50 and older lack a spouse, a partner, or a living child. So all of those would count to keep you not lonely. Census figures and other research are showing that this amounts to about 8 million people in the U.S. without close-knit family, the main source of companionship in old age, right? A spouse or a child. And the share of the population that they hold is expected to grow over the next several years. So now policymakers are concerned that this is going to strain the federal budget and undermine baby boomers' health. Researchers have found that loneliness takes a physical toll and is closely linked to early mortality as smoking 15 cigarettes a day or consuming 6 alcoholic drinks a day. Loneliness is even worse for your life rather than being obese or physically inactive. So... wow. It's a real threat, and it's something, when you think about it, I mean, we've changed, and there's good and bad to everything. Our society has changed. Some people choose to have kids later in life. Some people choose not to have children at all. And if you lose a spouse in that mix, or if maybe you didn't have one to begin with, this is posing real health dangers for people as they get to the age of 50 and beyond.
All right, I guess I better get a date.
Well, you have a kid, so you're actually, you wouldn't be considered to be one of these. Yeah,
no, you have several. I have several kids. And they are very much a part of my everyday life, no matter where they may be. I find myself, I was having a conversation, I went to a Christmas party mixer sort of thing last night, and I was talking to somebody about this whole business, the children leaving the nest, and I said, my children have been gone for a long time, but that doesn't mean you can't be close to them, and we're close on our own terms. It isn't like I'm watching every move that my son makes or... that my daughter makes or my grand, but I'm in their lives, and it's their choice. They like having me in their life, and so it's much better. You make it open, and you know my son's getting married, and in fact,
have they set a date yet?
Yeah, October 13th. They said it yesterday.
Wow. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well. So
I guess I'm the only one.
I just wanted them to check. You know me. I wanted them to check the astrological implications of.
That is true. Yep.
Yeah,
and did they do
what
that?
I wanted to do. Well, they have their charts done, the two of them, but I haven't. They chose the date because apparently they want to invite most of the people who are going to come. Were coming from outside of Los Angeles. So I said, well, why don't you have it here on the farm? No, it's because that's too far for most people too. So they're trying to get it on a three-day weekend, and instead of it being Columbus Day weekend, which is what it's called, they're now going to call it their marriage. They're going to change it's marriage weekend. And so, they're very happy, and I'm happy for them. Why wouldn't you want your children to be happy? I had no influence whatsoever one way or the other, and I think that's the way it's supposed to be as well. But it happens this young lady is very, she's smart, she's fun, the two of them together are great, and so why not? It's something that is It's, I don't know.
Where are they going to get married? Where's their location?
He told me last night it's some place that it's out. It's, I think it's in Pasadena, as a matter of fact. Now that it's some venue in Pasadena. That's all I can remember at the moment. And so, because I don't have to pay, I guess it's, it's the parents already have put a deposit down on that weekend, that venue, whatever it is.
Wow.
But I'm supposed to pay for the night before, right? Aren't I supposed
Correct.
To pay for
yeah.
the...
you pay for the rehearsal dinner.
The rehearsal yeah. dinner. Okay. All right.
And so in the just... olden days, you would have also been on the hook for their honeymoon, but parents don't do that
really?
Anymore.
Oh. Yeah. I'll tell you, with this rehearsal dinner, it's gotten more expensive because it used to be that you just had a rehearsal dinner for the wedding party, but now it's become kind of traditional to have
so here's
all
what's
of the...
gonna be.
Well,
this
to have all
job.
Of the family from out of town come in.
Right. Your job, Jennifer, is to help me find, because I want to do it. I don't want them to do it. I'll figure out where to have the dinner, and maybe you can help me find the right sort of a venue.
I'd love to. You have to tell me where the wedding is, because we have to keep it close to there, and we have to see what kind of vibe they're
we'll
going to go
I'll
with.
We'll find it. It's in Pasadena, I'm pretty sure. Give me the information. So we were talking about smoking, bad for your health, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You'll all be interested to know that the people that own Marlboro, it's called the Altria Group, Altria, are pushing into the Canadian cannabis business. They bought a bunch of shares, about 146 million of them, for $16 a piece. So they have a 45% stake now in this new Canadian cannabis producer. They also are going to give the option to increase their stake to 55%. So this gives them a foothold in Canada. People are not smoking cigarettes. This is a big new business, and you watch what happens here. As
what are they going to do to it? Are they going to ruin this the way they... made tobacco so harmful for people? Are they going to start adding chemicals to it?
That's a question. Oh. It's a question. It really is a question. It needs to be kind of watched because they're going to do this and there. They see the huge money, that there is huge money in this product. Huge. And so this is the first. You're going to see it happen in this country once it goes, once the feds get off of it. And the farm bill that was signed the other day, I think it was Monday, allows it makes hemp universally available. It is now off of the federal banned substance, thanks to Mitch McConnell and his pals down in Kentucky. I'm frankly for it because hemp is a very, very, very strong, good medicinal product that ought to be widely available. CBD oil, that sort of thing. I think we have an advertiser.
But hemp is amazing. It's such a green product.
Fabulous.
Hemp as a fabric. You know, if the cotton industry, hemp could really rival the cotton industry if it was given enough support.
Yep. I'm going to grow as much as
I can
starting this year.
Good for you, because I think hemp, it's definitely the wave of the future.
Yeah. Yep, it sure is. So anyway, that's that side of the business world. Another business story, Verizon says more than 100 subscribers. All right, I did that again. There's zero there that I don't need. 10,000 employees approved to receive their voluntary buyout offer. If you work for Verizon, 7% of you and the company's workforce getting severance packages as part of a plan to optimize growth opportunities. This is just another way of you getting screwed. If there is a company that is less interested in you as a customer in America, I don't know which one it is. Verizon's only saving grace is that they have more coverage and better coverage, but their personnel, their service, their idea of how to run a business sucks. There's very few companies that I would hold up as worse in the general service area than Verizon. They just are awful. And I've spent the last 10, 12 years, I spent about $40,000 a year between various here in California, Massachusetts, with cell phones and stuff. And they could give a damn. They just don't care. And most of these people are managers, too. So you think it's difficult to find somebody at Verizon to make a decision about something or to fix your problem? Good luck, Charlie. This is, man. Merry Christmas.
Ah! They
awful.
Really are.
Yeah.
No such thing
terrible.
As customer service. They're awful.
Nope. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
We've all been there. That sinking feeling when the mechanic tells you the repairs to your car are going to be in the hundreds, maybe even thousands. You weren't planning on this. No one ever is. That's why smart people have CarShield, the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection. CarShield gives you peace of mind that out-of-the-blue car repairs won't derail your life. CarShield is committed to creating an exceptional experience by providing dependable, reliable, and affordable coverage solutions for expensive automotive repairs. CarShield has covered more than 600,000 vehicles and paid out over $1 billion in claims. There is a CarShield protection plan for every car and every budget. Check them out today by calling 1-800-667-1125. CarShield plans include towing, roadside assistance, and a rental car while yours is in the shop. Do the smart thing. Call 1-800-667-1125. Again, that's 1-800-667-1125. Don't wait until it's too late. One more time, that's 1-800-667-1125.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. If you get you on track, they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, there's a local problem here in Massachusetts caused by a big black bear. Been spotted loading up the calories in dumpsters behind businesses in Burlington, Massachusetts, over the course of the past week or so. And so apparently somebody has a sense of humor, and they have created a Twitter account for this black bear. And they're posting, he was at the AMC Theater, for example, last night, going through the dumpster. Somebody who is purporting to be the bear is posting on Twitter, the bear...
That's not a sentence you hear often. Okay, so what's the bear saying?
The bear says that he's getting ready to hibernate and wants to store up as much body fat as possible. So that's why he went to Wegmans and Buffalo Wild Wings last night.
You and me both, bear.
Perfect. Anyway, the animal control officer there have been trying to warn people not to approach the bear. Move your bird feeders inside, that kind of stuff. I don't know. You know, it happens in suburbia. These animals that are used to having a little bit of their own space, now everything's getting tighter, and it's harder to have them have their own space. So be on the lookout for a bear on the prowl who has his own Twitter account. How about that? The Big Black Bear Twitter account. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fabulous, more modern Christmas tunes that we can listen to, wrap ourselves around, and understand what the theme is to Happy Christmas. John Lennon, The War Is Over. This is number 17 on the Christmas list, top 100 songs this year so far. Let's see if we can get into the theme of this carol. Crank it up a bit, will you please? This, ladies,
this is one of my favorite songs ever. I love it
because
I love the message of it. I love the melody of it. I just, his voice just gives me chills. I love John Lennon's voice in this, so this is, I love this song.
I'll shock
Jennifer?
You, I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I figured that.
Why do you not? What? Why? Let's tell me about your thoughts.
Look, I might turn it off half the time. I like John Lennon. The message doesn't really get me. I'm just not a big fan of the song. I don't think it sounds very Christmassy to me. I mean, I know they have the ringing bells in the background, but, like, at Christmas, I want to hear Holly Jolly Christmas, not The War Is Over, you know?
Well,
that's just me.
It's a Holly Jolly Christmas. Put that to this.
Now, what about Do They Know It's Christmas? Does that do it for you, or is that
the same
category?
I don't like that
category?
One either at all, actually. Yeah.
All right. Well, so then we better move on to something.
The question
Jennifer,
I have is, do you know it's Christmas with this terrible song?
It's okay, Jen. I'm with you on Do They Know It's Christmas. I don't like that song either.
Right. Next up, Florida Georgia Line has announced their fourth album, had the biggest hit of their career this year with Meant to Be. There it is. Crank that up a second, Karen. So, the song has done well. They've been getting spins on a lot of radio stations. They want to remind everybody their Southern roots are in the forefront. They got a new album called Can't Say I Ain't Country. Nice grammar, guys. Can't Say I Ain't Country.
It's music, and it's country music. So.
Okay. Marks their fourth album, much anticipated follow-up to their Dig Your Roots album, which was number one a couple of years ago on the albums chart. And it'll drop on the 15th of February. New album meant to make the exact statement the title does. It's meant to be. At the end of the day, when it comes to me and Tyler, you can't say we ain't country, says Brian right. Kelly. They ain't country. We ain't nothing if we ain't country, right?
Yeah, fun way that's their it. Message.
That's it.
I love this. This song is simple, and it's not simple. It's named Simple. And it's one of the first songs off the album, and I think it's a really cool song, especially when you have a band who gets, or a country artist or band that gets famous on pop music, and they are played on pop mainstream radio. You have a lot of people like Taylor Swift who decide just to go in that direction and leave country music behind, and I'm glad to see that this album is still very country, and I love the sound of this. I think it's got folk and country mixed in together, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So
I like the beat.
We give
this.
It a thumbs up, do we?
I like it.
Yeah, that's actually I quite like it as well. Twangy, Florida Georgia Line, their first Grammy nomination from this song too, Jen. Mm. They also the song held the top spot in the Hot Country Song Chart for 50 weeks this year. So there you go. Florida Georgia Line and their fourth album. If you're a fan, that's good news, yeah? 28 at the hour. Lots of good news here on the DJV program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
If we have to close down the country over border security, I actually like that.
After President Trump clashes with Democratic congressional leaders in the Oval Office yesterday on the issue of wall funding, Republican Senator Mike Lee says he's not concerned that the president has said he'd be willing to shut the government down over that issue.
Because of the fact that he said, I'm willing to shoulder it, he's putting it squarely on them to say, I'm not joking, I'm not going to blink, and this is what you're dealing with. And I actually think it's going to work well for him.
The border wall funding tied to efforts to get a new funding bill for the government as the current funding bill runs out on December 21st. A manhunt continues after France's interior minister confirms three people killed and a dozen hurt in a shooting near a Christmas market in Strasbourg. That shooter is known to authorities. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Vibration. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn, Jerry Akeelan, Kara Schillen are here at your service on your side to help you get uncomfortable. Don't want you to be in a comfort zone too much. It's not bad to be uncomfortable. Think about things in a different way. It's really, I think we're here, among other things, to entertain, to challenge some of the thinking that you may have. So let's see how we can challenge people. Victoria, what do you have?
Well, we're going to go up to your neck of the woods, to Boston, for this new story. And, this involves the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and I don't know if you've heard about this yet, but this is going to probably be a very high-profile lawsuit that has been filed from the principal flautist against the Boston Symphony Orchestra. She's now using the Massachusetts brand new equal pay law. And so it turns out what happened is 14 years ago, when she was 29 years old, Her name is Elizabeth Rowe. She auditioned for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And the way they did their auditions was behind a big black screen, so they couldn't see how old the person was. They couldn't see if it was a man or a woman. And 250 players had to audition this way, and 59 were called back, and then one remained, and it was Elizabeth Rowe. She landed the job in one of the country's big five orchestras. The Boston Symphony Orchestra is a really big deal. And so, and she landed the principal seat as a flautist. And so that's playing flute for people who don't know the flautist part, which I think flutist is, makes a lot more sense, but whatever. So anyway, so now, 14 years later, she filed a lawsuit this past summer. She's now 44, and she filed a lawsuit against the Boston Symphony Orchestra seeking $200,000 in back pay because it turns out she is being paid $70,000 less per year than the principal oboist. And so she contends that her gender is the reason for this inequity in their pay. And so now it's going into mediation. This is going to probably, by the end of this week, we're probably going to hear a lot more about it. But the reason that this is such a high-profile case is not only is it because of Massachusetts' new equal pay law, but if she wins, this will change how orchestras pay their principal players across the country. And so it will be a very interesting thing to see how this all shakes out. Now, obviously, the Boston Symphony Orchestra does not want this to go to court. They are trying to keep this behind closed doors. We'll see where it shakes out, but it is interesting, and that's why it took her so long, because she's actually been trying to deal with the private management company that runs the symphony orchestra for all these years, and it wasn't until Massachusetts recently signed the equal pay law that she's now able to take this to a legitimate lawsuit. So we'll be following this case too to see what happens.
I think that it's time. This is something we got to figure this out. Listen, boys and girls, there's no excuse, there's no reason for women to be paid less than men other than sexism.
You want to hear what the Boston Symphony Orchestra said is the reason they pay him higher?
Brahmin-y wasps. Yeah. What do they say?
Maybe the oboe is more important.
Well, no, but they say that there are fewer oboists in the world. And so there are more flautists to choose from.
Just thinking to myself, actually, as you're doing this story, I was like, well,
that's not the excuse that works.
That play the oboe, maybe that was the deal. That's very funny. That was
but if you're in the principal seat, you're in the principal seat. Sure. So that's, you know, it should be equal regardless. If you have pick up the oboe. If the pool of oboists is only seven people, well, still, you know, you're the best oboist and she's the best flautist. So,
I love going to a Mexican restaurant for some flautists.
What is he saying?
I think that could be a kazoo that you're hearing.
I'm trying out for the Boston Symphony Orchestra to play a kazoo.
I have a feeling Doug's going to make a little bit less than both of them.
Okay.
I don't think there's an issue of sexism there. They'd be like,
here's your positive thought for the day today. Happiness does not come from doing easy work, but from the afterglow of satisfaction that comes after the achievement of a difficult task that demanded your best. So let's give it your best. Here, speaking of that, let's do some people here. Time Person of the Year. They've chosen the Guardians, a group of journalists who have been targeted for their work as Person of the Year. Of course, they have self-serving blowhards that they are. The series of four black and white covers highlights what the magazine calls the war on truth. The group includes Jamal Khashoggi, which marks the first time that a Person of the Year has been deceased. Another cover features Hua Lone and Kwai So Oh, a couple of Reuters journalists who were arrested a year ago in Myanmar while they were working on stories about the killings of Muslims. And then the
that
two
was a big
men
story.
Yeah, remain. Those guys are behind bars still.
Yeah.
So their wives were on the cover, a photograph of the cover. The Guardians include the journalists at the Capital Gazette, the Annapolis newspaper where five employees were murdered. Remember that from the shootout last June?
Mm-hmm.
The fourth cover shows Maria Ressa, chief executive of the Philippine news website Rappler. She was indicted last month on tax evasion charges, a case that free speech and civil libertarians say is part of a wider crackdown on dissent by the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, who is nothing short of a cretin. So, anyway, what did he eat? Something? What does he eat? There's something. He eats the brains of something I saw the other day. Yeah.
People he kills on the street, probably. Yeah. He's just, he's gross.
All right, let's see what else. People-wise, Mike Ditka, those of you who are concerned about him, good reason to be concerned about him, actually. Day before Thanksgiving, he was on the golf course in Florida, started to feel badly. Thanks to some quick thinking by his playing partners, he was taken to the hospital. He stayed there for a week and a half. His agent said he had a mild heart attack and was doing better, but that's apparently not the full story. According to an interview in The Atlantic, his attack was massive. He said that. He had four stents inserted to open his arteries, pacemaker to control his heartbeat. He said, quote, I got my ass kicked pretty good there. I'm feeling a lot better. Rehab has been slow but steady. He's having treatment every day to get his strength back, his mobility. He's quite a character, Mike Ditka. He said, quote, I'm just going to take it easy. Time to slow down. I'm not going to get any younger. I remember him when he was coach of the Bears. This is the pressure when you're a football coach. Wow. He had a heart attack in 1988, same year he's inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He returned to work 11 days later, suffered a stroke in 2012. And so he's, maybe the story here is not just necessarily about him, but it's about others who have the same malady and who try. This is something you don't mess with. You don't
mess
with. You need
four stents put in and a pacemaker. Yeah. Your heart is like, that's a full overhaul of everything going on with your heart, pretty much.
Yep.
But wasn't he sort of like... I don't really know that much about him, but wasn't he kind of famous for cigar smoking and eating steaks all the time? And
bad stuff. Chrissy Teigen wants to revamp Delta's food. Interesting. She can take charge of designing your next in-flight meal. She is a favorite on social media, as many of you know. She tweeted a picture of the menu from her most recent flight saying, quote, I will never, ever take flying first class for granted, but this is atrocious. I'll go along with that. The first class meals on American are just as bad.
Yeah, but hard to get sympathy. I mean, for people that fly coach all the time and sitting in first class is a luxury. I mean, you're used to getting not even a bag of peanuts anymore. You might get
luxury.
A bag of pretzels. Right.
I'm talking about being up front.
The menu item in question is disgusting on a plane. It's avocado toast. It's sourdough bread, shrimp, tomato, and capers. Like, ew, on a plane. That's what she's saying. She's like, plain shrimp is bad. Plain shrimp on avocado toast with capers, dear God. So I hope that she does revamp that menu because all plane food should be revamped.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we're going to focus on the results of some of your children's college boards. If you don't understand the numbers, you're not alone. So we're going to explain all of that and how it works and how impactful it may be on your children if they're trying to get into college up next here.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now in the DJV program. Those of you who have children who are, and yes, people in high school are still children. Yes, they are. Getting ready to go to college, they are children. And as a result of that, that's not really the focus here, but I think a lot of people, when they look at the results of these college boards, think, huh, what does this all mean? Well, let's see if we can prepare you and your children for the SATs by understanding the PSATs. And in order to understand all of that spaghetti, let's bring in Aaron Lemon Strauss, who is an executive director of the College and Career Access Route, the College Board's digital efforts. Clearing paths for students to get to college is your job, basically, Aaron. Right?
That's right. You got it.
All right. So as the executive director of the College and Career Access at the College Board, what do people least understand about these tests?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, this is a really good time to be talking about this because about 4 million sophomores and juniors just took the PSAT and MSQT in October, and they're getting their scores back today. And so a lot of folks are going to look at those scores, and they're going to see a bunch of numbers, and they're going to say, I don't know what these numbers mean, and, you know, where is my kid going to go to school, and what do I do? And I guess what I think people most misunderstand is that they think those numbers are what matters. Those numbers don't really matter. What matters is what do your kids do with it, and how do they prepare themselves for success in college or career? And that's where there's a lot of great information there beyond the numbers, such as AP potential, which is here are lists of advanced placement courses that students will succeed in based on how they did on the PSAT. And advanced placement courses are college-level courses that you can take in high school, which means you earn college credit while you're still in high school.
So the PSAT is the preliminary scholastic aptitude test, if I remember that from my days of teaching and taking these tests. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we actually did away with it sort of standing for something. Now it's just the PSAT. But basic idea is that's exactly right. So it's aligned to the SAT. Yep.
Well, most people don't understand a lot of this stuff. How many every year, how many youngsters take these tests to try to get themselves into college? What's the number look like?
Yeah, so the SAT is the test that's then used for admissions to college. Overall, it's about 2 million students a year who take the SAT. And then the PSAT gets taken earlier to see sort of how you're doing. And about 4 million students took the PSAT this fall.
Okay. So what do you – you've given us a good overview here, and we understand what matters and how you can use this information. So under the circumstances, preparation, the PSAT, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, is meant to prepare you for taking the real SATs, and then preparing after that, once you get the results, what do you do? Because these things are, it's like, you know, we've had a lot of criticism over the last number of years about just teaching kids how to prepare for tests rather than to learn anything. So how does that fold into this?
Yeah, that's right. There's too many tests out there that are just about the test, and they aren't about increasing opportunity for students. We actually changed the SAT and the PSAT a couple of years back to pull out a lot of the stuff that had nothing to do with what kids were actually learning in high school and what they'd be using in college. And so now the SAT and the PSAT only have on that what students are already learning in high school and what they will use in college. So the test is a reflection of the best work that students are already doing. Now, as you've mentioned, the PSAT is really helpful for helping students get ready for the SAT. And specifically, what we encourage students to do is head over to satpractice.org. That's an entirely free website that we built with Khan Academy that'll provide personalized practice for all students that access over 8 practice tests and thousands of practice questions. And it's all personalized based on how students do on the PSAT. So you'll get prep and practice that you need to improve your SAT score based on how you did on the PSAT, and it's all entirely free.
All right. So that's satpractice.org, correct?
That's right. And that's where you'll find all the resources you need for a higher SAT score.
All right. Well, there you go. Those of you who are worried about what your children are going to do, he just told you this is how you get higher scores. Aaron Lemon Strauss from the College Board, satpractice.org is the place to go. There's a very helpful, worthwhile, useful tip for you. 10 before the hour on the DJB Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Time for my favorite person. Well, not my favorite person in the entire world, but he certainly is one of my favorites, and that's a pretty short list. Warren Eckstein is the pet show host and your animal's best friend. All kinds of great info every day. He has a vignette that's heard on this program. He joins us live every week for a conference, a consultation on how to take care of your dogs, your cats, your pets. Did you know? I don't know if you realize that there was a holiday food drive for needy animals that's going on right now, Warren. The collection of food for animals to bring to shelters and humane societies around the country. So if you're in an area where there's a food drive that's been set up by individuals who are caring or organizations caring, like, for example, Victoria belongs to a group that helps supply the food, sustenance, and help for dogs in Puerto Rico. So they'll be collecting and not only the treats and the dog food, but blankets, all kinds of things.
Old towels are great, too, to donate to shelters. Yep.
So you must be all over that with the various things that you're associated with, Warren, as well, yeah?
Yeah. Actually, I'm on the board of directors for one of the largest organizations that delivers blankets and other items to shelters. In fact, out here in California with the fires that we just had recently, they were right on the front lines handing out blankets and food and kennels for all these people. So there are great little small organizations like that around the country that people are unaware of. That's why I always tell people, what a great thing you brought up, especially the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Don't always give your money to the big, flashy organizations. It's usually the smaller mom-and-pop organizations mm-hmm. that are out there doing the bulk of the work. Those are the ones I tend to be more apt to support. So, yeah, support them. And I think it's a great idea. But there are shelters. Believe it or not, there are shelters in Southern California that will not allow people to bring blankets in for the dogs and just have the dogs on concrete.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, it makes no sense to me that the comfort is available. People are willing to donate their time and their effort, and because of some political reason, the shelter says no blankets, and the poor dogs are on concrete floors. It makes me crazy. In fact, I'm organizing a protest. What a shock.
Well, you'll find...
Good for you. What a shock. If I was there, I'd be right there with you.
You'll find a lot of these animal shelters. I'm just looking at one here. I just Googled some of this, the animal shelters around me and what they're doing. They're looking for, this is the Medfield Animal Shelter, which is the most prominent in our area. They're looking for donations. The dog, I have a, on my farm, I have a, an outfit called Doggy Dates. They bring their dogs in and they run them around the farm, that kind of stuff. And they are spearheading donations as well for the dogs that aren't as fortunate as the ones who come to the dog date thing, and they said the dogs will be forever grateful if you give. That was kind of clever. So, yeah, giving.
And
be conscious.
True. Just the smallest things. Just this, for a dog at a shelter or a cat at a shelter, just the smallest thing, a tennis ball, a blanket, something to play with, just a hug, a kiss, just something makes all the difference. That's why I think shelters really need to make major changes and have more volunteers working at shelters, not working, but donating time to come into shelters, because the majority of dogs at shelters are there because they've been given up for behavioral reasons, lack of socializing, and you can't judge a dog while it's incarcerated. And I wish more shelters had open areas where people could really get to know their dogs the way they are rather than know the dog when he's behind a cage in a 6-by-10-foot cage.
Yep. All right. So that's our plea. Keep it in mind as we are looking for people to be more generous at this time of year, not just for people, but for dogs and cats and pets. All right. Now let's get to the important story here. Cows and their attitude. Warren has a study of brown cows and black cows. He doesn't know that it's brown and black, but I'm going to tell you, this is a brown and black thing. Go ahead.
You know, listen, you're the cow expert here. You know, you got a lot of problems, but housebreaking a cow is not a current call to the office here.
Here it is. In my place it is. Yeah.
A new study came out by the University of British Columbia, which has a great animal research, that says dairy cows can be optimistic or pessimistic from a young age, and their inherent outlook can predict their ability to cope with stress. So, in other words, if a dairy cow has a pessimistic attitude, and let's say they're being moved from one barn to another barn, it really stresses them out, where they say that cows that are more optimistic, they really deal with stress much better. I guess that relates to people as well. With cows, is that what you see, Doug?
Well, the cows, and again, I wasn't being facetious when you and I started talking about this. Holsteins are not as optimistic. They're a cow that has been abused more. Brown cows, Jerseys especially, are quite a bit more, I don't know, fun, if that's the right word for it. But I think that it comes under the optimistic heading. And so, and by the way, the milk that comes from the cows that are happier is much better as well. Contented cows, brown milk, yep, that's how it works. Good job, Warren.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.